Ask the Credit Cowboy about your credit needs.
Hi, y'all. Steve Altoni and the Credit Cowboy from Credit Loss Solutions. Do you have questions about your credit and how it may be preventing you from purchasing your dream home? Ask the Credit Cowboy. Offer a free consultation where we'll go over where your credit currently is and how we can help you improve your credit so you can get into your dream home today. Call the Credit Cowboy at 818-932-9531.
AskTheCreditCowboy.com.
Do you know what would happen to your kids if something happened to you today? Do you have a written legal plan? Hello, I am the estate planning mom. My name is Krista Hermance, and I am an estate planning attorney. At Hermance Law, we focus on educating and planning for parents with minor children. Planning with minor children can include nominating guardians for your kids, including short-term guardians, so your kids do not end up in Child Protective Services. Also, maybe having a will or trust where you can plan how your kids would receive money, like life insurance benefits. Without a legal plan in place, a court who does not know you or your kids decides everything with no input from you. I know it's hard to think about, but it's so important. We are here to make the process easy for you. For more information, text WILL to 474747 or call 805-518-9633. And remember, estate planning isn't just for the wealthy. It's for any parent that wants to put a plan in place to protect their kids.
This attorney advertising is intended for general information only and not intended to be legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. Attorneys at Hermance Law are licensed to practice law in California only. You should seek advice from a legal professional licensed in your state. Hermance Law is located in Ventura, California, and can be reached at 805-518-9633.
This is Debbie Marcoux, host of the Mortgage Mom Radio Show. And what do I do every week? Well, I talk to you about your family, your future, and what comes first. And you know what a lot of that is your finances. What is more important than making sure that you can afford your payments and that you're not paying too much in interest? Well, right now, my guys down at Tustin Buick GMC, they have 0% financing on a Yukon up to 72 months. More than that, mention Go Country or the Mortgage Mom and get $4,500 off the MSRP along with your 0% financing on that Yukon. They've also got 0% for 60 months on select model Sierras for all my cowboys out there, and 0% on the Encore if that Yukon's just a little too big. Go see them. Go to Tustin Buick GMC or TustinGMC.com.
Tustin Buick GMC.
All right. Well, welcome back. And thank you guys so much for listening. This is Debbie Marcoux, or I'm Debbie Marcoux, and you're listening to Mortgage Mom Radio here on Go Country 105. We are on every Saturday morning from 7 to 8. So if you've never tuned in before, you guys are tuning in now. Make sure you tune in next week. If you have missed any part of the show that we've started this week, or if you caught just a piece of it before in the past, you guys can always get to all of our podcasts. We take the shows and we do put them to podcast. So anywhere that you can find podcasts, you can find us. All you have to do is search Mortgage Mom Radio. But iTunes, Google Play, you can even ask Alexa, hey, Alexa, play Mortgage Mom Radio podcast. And as long as you've got that enabled on your Alexa app, she will just start talking. But, you know, all of the education that you guys can need, we just talked about homeowners insurance, we've talked about cars, we've talked about credit, we've talked about just about everything that there is, veterans, VA loans, we've talked about the Great Wolf Lodge, don't go there. We've talked about a lot of things, anything that is family related, finance related, home related, real estate related, you know, mortgage, everything at all that you guys could possibly need, we have talked about. And if we haven't talked about it, and you have a question, and you want to ask us, we want to hear from you. There's all kinds of ways to get a hold of us. You could literally call us right now. It's 844-935-3634, and I will be answering the phones and answering those questions for you. If you want to, you can text us, text the word mom to 474747. You will get a response back from me that says, how can I help you? Feel free to ask your question there and I will respond. You can go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com, and you can get all kinds of tools on the website. The website's pretty cool. There's affordability calculators. There are home calculators as far as payments. So look in the tools. You can meet the team. You can see all of our pictures. You can contact us, so you can send us an email right from the website. So there's all of my YouTube videos are on the website. So if you guys want to go through all of the home buyer workshops, that would be great. We did did get a home buyer workshop up yesterday, Friday. So that did go out for all of you that have been waiting for that next workshop. So workshop 203 is out. And in that workshop, I do talk about the closing disclosure, which is a very, very big piece of the closing process. So I have literally taken you from buzzwords. What does escrow mean? And what is an escrow company? And what is an escrow as part of your payment? All the way through, how do I get started? How do I get pre-approved? What do my closing costs look like? We've taken you through credit. I've had the county assessor on, Jeffrey Prang, LA County Assessor, and he has talked about property taxes, homeowners exemptions. There is pretty much everything that you need in the home loan process in those YouTube videos. So if you have not checked those out, you can get to them again right from mortgagemomradio.com or go to YouTube and put in Mortgage Mom Radio. There is not anything that you cannot find with Google. Literally, Mortgage Mom Radio us, and you will find us everywhere. But, you know, that is all there for your education and to help you.
And remember, it's free education.
Free.
You see all of these advertisements for pay this fee and come to our seminar. These are free educational videos that are truly taking you from beginning to end.
Yes, absolutely. So I think I've got two more in the workshop series for home buyers. And then I said it earlier in the year that my goal is to then next to start working on refinance workshop. The actual closing costs are different for a refinance than they are for a purchase. What you can do in a refinance, the loan to values that are allowed, the amount of cash that you can get. If you want to do renovation loan because you want to improve your property and you don't have enough equity in the home to pull out the cash you need to do the renovations, there's still a way to get you the money. So that is my next goal. I'm going to finish up this workshop series. We've got two more to go. And then after that, we're going to work on the refinance series. So if you would like to know as those workshops are out, I do send out a text message to anybody that has texted the word mom to 474747. You are in our database, and I will send out a quick text message when a new workshop has been posted so that you know that it's there. The other way you can do it, obviously, is to just find us on the YouTube channel, subscribe to the channel, but also turn on notifications. If the notifications are on, when a new workshop has been posted, you'll get a quick YouTube notification that says Mortgage Mom Radio has put up a new web, you know, a new video. So however you want to know is fine. You want to text us right now to get in on, you know, the future text messages. Do that. Text the word mom to 474747. Everybody that did that before that wanted to know about workshop 203 got a text message on Friday, and it's there and it's on YouTube right now. And you guys can go in and check that out. So right before the break, we did talk about wanting to get into conventional high balance and jumbo. Yes. So we're going to talk about that right now because I think it's really important. And especially here in California, there's a good amount of clients and listeners that are in that high balance space where they're not necessarily a conforming loan. So all of the interest rates that they hear being advertised are not what they get when they call in. And then they're not quite a jumbo, but they could maybe fall into jumbo guidelines, right?
Right, right. But there's other things that go into that jumbo space in order to get that jumbo rate too.
Right. Exactly. Right? Exactly. So first thing to start off with is if your loan balance is $484,350 or less, and you are in a single family home, or a one unit is really what how they're going to look at that. So you are a condo, you are a single family home, you are not a 2-4 unit. If you are a single family home with an ADU or an attached dwelling unit where it's considered more of a guest home and the title of your property still shows as single family one unit, you fall into that category. $484,350 in loan amount or below is a conforming loan. Those loans are going to have the very best interest rates in a conventional product. FHA, VA, USDA, those are government loans. Those are going to have a better interest rate than a conventional loan. But a lot of people don't want FHA because there's mortgage insurance. A lot of people aren't veterans. And USDA, you have to qualify by property as far as your area. And your income is actually limited for USDA financing. So we're going to set government to the side today, and we're going to talk about conventional. So if you are just a normal borrower, not a veteran, need a loan, whether it's a purchase or a refinance, and your loan balance for a one unit property is $484,350 or below, you are going to get into the best interest rates that there are. If you are over 484,350 and you are between that number and 726,525, so it's weird numbers.
726,525. Yes. Write that down.
Right.
Because I work in this industry and I cannot remember that number to save my life.
Yes, it is. It is very strange the way that they come up with these numbers. I have no idea. But if you are in that middle space, you could be both a high balance loan, which is a conventional conforming high balance, or some people will call it a jumbo conforming. So things that you might hear, terms that you might hear. But if you are in that space, that is a conventional loan, still conforming, right? High balance. If you are over 726,525, you are a jumbo loan. And these numbers that I'm giving you also for LA and Orange County, Ventura and San Diego are very close. They're very similar. The 484 stays the same. The 726 changes just a little bit. Riverside, San Bernardino, you guys actually don't even have a high balance space. You are capped at the 484,350, and after that, you are solid jumbo. So if you are living in a particular county, we have a lot of people recently calling about Kern County, whatever county that you're in and whatever state that you're in.
Kern County is huge.
Kern County is a giant county.
Yes.
It is giant. But whatever county that you're in, and if you're listening to this show on podcast and you're in a different state, just reach out if you want to know what your limits are. And that's something that I can quickly pull up for you. Obviously, I don't have them all memorized, every county in every state.
She's working on it, though.
I'm working on it, but I'm not that good. And they'll change again. They change every single year. And so you've got to, you know, by the time June comes around, you've got some of them memorized, and then all of a sudden they change again. You know, if you want to know what your county limits are, just reach out. Again, you guys can text, you can call, whatever you need to do. Text the word mom to 474747. All you have to say is, what are my county limits? Tell me what county you're in, and then I can confirm that for you very quickly in a text message back.
Yes.
So if you are in that middle space between that 484 and 726,525 here in LA, let's call it, and Orange County, we'll talk to LA and Orange County right now, you guys are considered a high balance conforming loan. So what that means is that we can go to Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae that are going to have easier underwriting guidelines than a jumbo loan would have. But we could also fit you into a jumbo space where you may end up with a better interest rate. So there are things, though, that go along with the jumbo program that you need to fit into that bucket, and they are more stringent in qualifying you. So, you know, when you are hearing all of these advertisements, trust me, they are quoting interest rates for a 60% loan to value, at least. So they're assuming you have 40% equity in your home, or you're putting 40% down. They are quoting you for that 484,350 or below. Many, many times they're quoting a rate that has points, or, you know,
generally
buy down.
Generally one point
included in that. So when you actually call and you say, well, I don't want to pay points, which you don't if you don't have to, that interest rate's going to be higher. But that is, you know, they're assuming, you know, a 740 credit score or better. They're assuming that you're going to roll your property taxes into your monthly payment. They're assuming that it is a single family home, not a condominium, not a manufactured property, not a 2-4 unit. So there's a lot of things that go into what makes my interest rate, which we've done on a previous show. So again, if you guys missed that one, go to the podcast right now and go find it. We did one all about what goes into my interest rate. How do I get my rate quote, right? Yes.
They were quoting the perfect cookie cutter loan.
Yes, they are.
Absolute perfect scenario.
Yes, but if you have a loan amount of $516,000, now you're considered that conforming high balance, or, you know, conforming jumbo. The interest rates do change quite significantly between that 484,350 and above. If you are trying to pull cash out and you're in that high balance space, the interest rate goes up even further. I mean, a lot. And so that is something that a lot of people don't understand. So they're hearing interest rates thrown out there that are 3.5% on a 30-year fix, which, trust me, that is the perfect cookie cutter scenario with points built in. So they get a, you know, all of a sudden they call and they want to do, they're a 516 loan amount. They want to pull cash out of their home. They have a 680 credit score, and their loan to value is at 80%. They've got 20% equity. That interest rate is going to jump, and it could could be as high as 5%, or it could be higher than that, depending on the credit score, right?
Right.
Or whether you're going to impound taxes or if you're in a condo. I mean, it can change significantly. So one of the things that you want to make sure that you do is just reach out to us, tell us your scenario, and we're going to talk through what is the best loan program for you. We may want to push you over to the jumbo loan product. And the jumbo loan product will have a little bit lower interest rate, actually a significantly lower interest rate than that high balance space, but you have to qualify for that. So when I talk about jumbo, Heidi, what is one of the first things that comes to mind for you when I say, hey, we're gonna make this one a jumbo?
So I have two things that come to mind.
Okay.
The credit score.
Yep.
And it has to be a 720.
You have to. So the majority of the time, there are a couple lenders that will go below, but the majority of the lenders want to see a 720 or better credit score.
720 or better. And then reserves.
Yes. Reserves are the big one.
Reserves are the big one. So when we talk about reserves, reserves are funds you have to have available to you, but you don't have to use them for the loan.
We're not going to tie up your money into anything.
We're not holding it, but we have to have 6 months liquid.
Yes.
Funds. Okay. So 6 months have to be liquid. Checking, savings.
So it could be a self-managed IRA.
Right.
Which means that it's something that if you wanted to get to it, you could.
Right.
It cannot be a 401k because those are not liquid funds.
They're not liquid.
So no. Think about what kind, you know, it could be a CD, it could be a money market, it could be a share account.
It simply has to be any funds you can access anytime you want.
Yes. And those can be considered liquid. So, and when we say 6 months reserves, explain what that means.
So 6 months reserves is 6 months of your principal, interest, taxes, and insurance.
And HOA if you've got it.
Yeah. See, yeah. Deb always jumps in there. But
I do.
Yes. So 6 months principal, interest, taxes, insurance, and HOA.
Yes. So all of the carrying costs that you have for your home, the actual home itself, the mortgage and everything that rolls into that, you need to have that payment times six
in liquid. And then you have to have 6 months of that payment in non-liquid. So it can be a retirement account.
Right. Okay. So that we could use your 401k and we could say, okay, you have $50,000 in your 401k that will take care of that 6 months of non-liquid,
right?
But we need 6 months of liquid as well.
Yes.
So if you have those reserves, it's a big thing to make sure that when you call your loan officer or you call us, because obviously we want you to call us, we want to work with you, we want to do your loan.
Right.
But when you call, we want you to talk about what you have available. So obviously with a conforming loan going through Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, we don't need reserves. That's not a necessity in most cases. If you're buying an investment property or if your debt ratios are very high, you know, other situations where those reserves would come in to help offset a negative with a positive, then we may need the reserves. But for the majority of the time, we don't necessarily need those reserves. So we may not have have any opportunity but to put you in that conforming high balance bucket. But if we can put you in that jumbo bucket, we're going to get you a better interest rate.
Right. So sometimes if maybe we're asking you for bank statements, it may be because we're trying to get you into that better interest rate at a jumbo. If we see that you've got the credit score and we see that all the other, you know, dots line up, then we may just be trying to look for your reserves and get you in that space.
Right. And, you know, some of the things, too, to keep in mind with jumbo is that, you know, with a conventional conforming Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, you get the very best interest rate available as long as your credit score is 740 or better. In a jumbo loan, they actually still continue to go up in increments all the way up to 780 or better. So the higher that your credit score is, the better that the interest rate will be. There are many, many jumbo investors because they're all private investors. We have, you know, banks like Wells Fargo is one of the jumbo investors. They hold their own note. Citibank, Chase, some of those bigger loans. There's also other companies that are not necessarily big giant banks, but they also do jumbo lending and they've got some great products that could blow some of those big banks out of the water.
Right.
So that's one of the benefits of working with us and my team. When you call, we're going to look at every investor that we've got available and figure out which one do you fit with the best. Some of them have a 6-month reserve, not 12 months. Some of them have 24 months. It just depends. But based on what you have is going to determine which product investor we can put you with to get you the very best program and interest rate available. But some of the things with that is the 780 credit score. The higher the credit score, the better the interest rate. The other piece to that is full documentation. And when we say full, we mean full. One of the nice things with a conventional loan, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, if you're a self-employed borrower, a lot of times we can actually use just 1 year tax return. So if maybe 2017 taxes didn't look very good, but 2018 looks great, we can a lot of times get you qualified with just the 2018. In a jumbo loan, if you are a self-employed borrower, we are going to have to see 2017 and 2018 and take that average.
That average, yes. Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the things with jumbo. They're going to have a little bit lower loan to value guidelines. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be able to do a cash out over 75%, where a conventional conforming loan will let us go up to 80%. This is assuming primary residence. I have to keep throwing in all of the little pieces because I'll get somebody that'll yell at me and say, you said it wrong.
Right. Yes, exactly. Every loan, again, based on primary, investment, multiple units, they all have their own specific guidelines.
Yes.
So we would be here all day if we went into every single item needed for every single product. But really focusing right now on a primary.
Yeah, absolutely. So, jumbo is going to have some tighter guidelines, but if you are in that space, in that high balance space between that 484-350 and the 726-525, you know, here in LA and Orange County, we might be able to fit you into that jumbo space where you could end up with a much better interest rate. Now, let's talk a little bit about all of our friends out in the Inland Empire, because we've got a ton of them in, you know, Riverside and San Bernardino counties. Now, those counties traditionally have a little bit less expensive housing. Mm-hmm. So Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have not expanded or extended the high balance loan product into those counties. So, and that would go with Kern County as well. So you are considered a jumbo loan no matter what when your loan amount is over the 484-350. So how do we maybe get you crunched into a conventional loan when you're in that jumbo space? Lots of different opportunities there. We could maybe do a first mortgage and set up a home equity line of credit second to gap the bridge if maybe you don't have a full 20% down payment that's required on a jumbo loan. Or maybe if your debt to income ratio is just a little bit higher than what jumbo will allow. Or maybe your credit score isn't where it needs to be for jumbo. There's a lot of reasons. Or maybe you're that self-employed borrower that needs that 1 year tax return. There's a lot of reasons why maybe you won't quite fit into that jumbo space that we might come up with another alternative or get a little bit creative to try to crunch you down into that conforming loan limit.
Right.
So, you know, again, reasons why you should be giving us a call and talking to us about your scenario. We want to help you. We want to make sure that we're getting you into the product that you belong in for your scenario. So how do you contact us? Super simple. Go to my website, mortgagemomradio.com. Give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. If you're a little scared of that phone, you're not quite ready to make the call, send us a text message with a question. That's great too. Text the word mom to 474747. We have tons of options. Conventional does not always have mortgage insurance when you have less than 20% down payment. So all of those questions that you have, everything that you've ever been wondering, give us a call, reach out, let us help you. We want to be there for you and we want to get you into a loan, into a home, get you refinanced if that's what you need to do. And we want to make sure that we get you into the right program with the best interest rate available. So again, give us a call, 844-935-3634. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.